This episode of the A-Team is brought to you by FaceToFaceGames.com, Canada's number one source for Magic the Gathering card singles.
How come you have fucking four swords of body and mind in your in your mono black zombie deck? I'm like, man, because like Delver, like what do they do against like sword of body and mind, man? Like, oh, you just fucking get in there and then you mill them. You mill them up, and I'm like, you mill all their Delvers, and you're like, ah, yeah, got you. And I'm like, they can't block and shit. And you're like, yeah, but like.
Welcome to the A-Team Podcast, brought to you by ManaDeprived.com and 60cards.com. Check us out.
In 2010, a crack Magic playing unit was sent to prison by the DCI court for mises they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a federal pound-me-in-the-ass prison to the Canadian underground. Today, still wanted by Wizards of the Coast, they survive as podcasters of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can listen to The A-Team.
KYT.
I don't know about you guys, or I'm just mind-tricking myself constantly.
Jay Boosh.
They're of a different culture, KYT. They prefer their magic untainted by the internet.
Scotty.
Then you just pull the fucking Mindslaver and you just dome them with their own dude. That's entertainment.
And Medina.
I'm on camera and I'm like, oh man, don't blink. Act like you meant to do this.
And now, the A-Team.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 84 of the A-Team Podcast. This is KYT with Jay and Scott. I'm back. How's it going?
Hey, woo-hoo. KYT, how you doing?
Very good, very good. Needed the break, and of course I expected some of the comments, especially from Marshall, taking a little jabs at me, saying that he didn't even notice that I wasn't there last week. But
you were here last week? Then who was that that actually, like, who was that that introduced us last week?
This guy.
Oh. This guy.
Hey, everyone. No, but I had to take a break. I was pretty tired.
I wonder if people actually, like, because you didn't really explicitly mention it during the show, maybe towards, at some parts, maybe some people didn't, like, think I was gone, actually.
Just didn't even notice.
But Jay knows my contributions as a podcaster, funny enough, like my value is not in the amount that I talk. It's being a good Jay listener.
Soundboard, yeah, that's right.
So I think all of us have been dabbling with Standard and maybe drafting a little here and there, but this upcoming weekend, actually starting, I think they're going to wake up in several hours, is the beginning of Pro Tour Barcelona. Block constructed. Now, I personally have not touched Block because it's not a PTQ format. I haven't even looked at it or even tried to play it. I mean, it's not as sweet as, let's say, Modern. But Jay, I've heard that you've seen some insider testing.
Well,
from.
Well, I think before we go there, it should be mentioned that whoever recorded that video on YouTube that I think you posted to Facebook or something, like Facepalm or whatever, like there was a video of all of Team Canada sitting in their hotel room testing Block Constructed. Yeah. That was really, really
awkward.
Did
that happen?
Man. Yeah, that happened.
Right.
So. Yeah, and then Alex is like diving over top of the deck list that he's working on with Kaplan, and then he's like, this is going up after the Pro Tour, right? He's like, yeah, what do you think? I am stupid. And the fucking thing posts today.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Oh my God.
Anyway,
Canada,
so it's really funny. So carry on.
The most
so-
polite pros of all time.
Okay. So
you fucking idiots. Like, hey, just in case you guys didn't know, this is what we're playing. No big deal.
So you
just help you out.
Well, once Jay watches the video, he'll know instantly it's a troll because of who the cameraman is.
It's a good cover. It's a good cover.
So the cameraman's actually Doug Potter.
Who knew?
And on Monday, Well, when you guys are listening, you'll realize that that deck is actually not the deck that they're considering. But it's very believable. But it is hilarious because Alex is like, you're releasing this out of the Protar, right? And Doug said that line. Of course, of course. But Jay got to actually see the early stages of the real deck that they're considering. And I believe the chief architect of this build is Alex.
Is this the green-white humans list? Or is it a red-white humans list? Like, what is it that's going on?
No, it's none of that, Phil.
So talk to us. Let's go. Lay it on us.
It's actually hilarious, and I don't know how good it is.
It's gonna have a deck tech if it does reasonably well.
Yeah, sure. It will for sure. But it's like a mono miracle deck. Like it's miracle control, and it did really good against. I think what was I watching, like Boros?
Boros humans is a list. And then there's green white humans, I think. And then there's probably going to be some sort of red green black. I think there's a Jund deck too.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I only saw the Boros humans list that they played against, and it just absolutely crushed it. So it seems good. I mean, it focuses a lot, obviously, just on taking extra turns and treat and Terminus. I don't know if it had Bonfire the Damned. I think it was only blue white.
It is only blue-white. Well, version they sent me.
The version that I saw, I think, was only blue-white. And, I mean, I was watching Doug play it, and he was playing it really well, actually. And he said that it was actually quite a difficult deck to build in terms of, like, where it started and versus, like, learning how to play with it. There was, like, a lot of times where he would rip, like, an early miracle and not play it because it just went... Like in the long run, it was just a lot better to like say have a time walk at 7 when you had like entreat at you know 5 counters or 6 for the angels or whatever.
Right.
Instead of like time walking on turn 3 or 4 or 5 and just basically getting an explore on it out of like an aggro deck. So like it was cool. It has Tome Scours and shit in it for fucking maximum value. It didn't play blue red for the loot house. I mean, it's a real deck. It's not a brew deck, so...
So Snapcasters in there as well?
I assume that there were Snapcasters. I never saw one. I mean, the turns that I saw Doug play against Greg Dolan... Is it Dolan? Is it Doolin?
You said the same thing last week.
I don't know his fucking name. Nobody correct me. We'll call him Dooley, like as a nickname. Because Dolly sounds stupid. So old Dooley there was playing Boros Humans, and he just like you just get like a mega boner, and then you fucking crush, and then of course like you're just playing Infinite Miracles, so you just fucking Terminus away all their shit, and then they just don't do anything for the entire game, like they just don't do fuck all after that, and then you just rape them, like your deck just wins. There's just you can't do anything against it. It's crazy.
So it plays. It doesn't play Snapcaster because of the expensive spells in the deck.
Sure.
But it plays 4 Tameos, and I think that's one of the win conditions. It's a very saucy deck. One of the names for the deck I thought was hilarious. I don't know if they ultimately are going to name it that, but Hallelujah was like the early name.
Pretty.
Every draw step. Yeah! Miracle!
I mean, and, like, that was the thing that was happening. Like, once Doug got to, like, 7 or 8 mana, it was just, like, every single turn. It was, like, on your turn, miracle you. On my turn, miracle you. Go. Oh, wait, play 5 fucking time warps in my hand. Go. You're dead. New game, loser. Nice fucking Thatcher's Revolt, you dumb shit. Like.
Yeah, I don't know if ultimately it's the best deck. From talking to the team in the later stages, they felt like they had a mono red list that was really good, but I think just the allure of playing this deck.
I mean, I hope that they take it down or at least do well enough that it gets like a fucking deck tech. I'm not sure like how good it actually is. Like I said, blocks very difficult for me to, like you said, I don't follow it a whole lot because it's not a PTQ format. So I almost never play it ever. But like it's really difficult for me to. I guess judge block cards and stuff, mainly because the cards that are good in block are bad in standard, right?
But you would never get away with this deck in Standard.
Yeah, like somebody's going to try to force it, of course, at like FNM or something, right? But like, it's just not, it's not viable. So then it's like, it's just really difficult for me to like figure it out.
I should have played, oh man, I need to play this. I don't know if I have.
Yeah, you'd probably crush. How do you lose?
It's actually pretty, I don't know if you saw Feeling of Dread in if Doug played that.
I saw it in his hand, but I didn't, like, he never played it. Seems right. Good.
Right. So that's also one of the key cards. And all the miracles, like Jay says, like four copies of them in white and blue. And so I'm really excited because Alex, for ProJar Hawaii, they were excited because they thought they found the card to break, which is Huntmaster. And they ultimately were right. But near the end, they didn't have a list that they were happy with. And I think Alex and Kaplan went for Delver, but this time they thought they broke it like more than a week before the Pro Tour and still think it's the best deck in the house and convinced everyone in the house, which is, I think, a dozen people to run this list. So very, very confident in the team to take it down as long as they, you know, draft Avacyn Restored like a boss.
Nice.
So just to quickly mention the people that are in, I don't have the list, but names that our listeners might know: Adam Yurchik, Alex Hain, Noah Long, Dan Lantier, Pascal Maynard, Doug Potter, Francis Toussaint, or Toussaint. I don't know.
It's Toussaint.
Toussaint.
You live in Montreal. You should know how to fucking... Holy shit.
And Mark Anderson, David Kaplan, so... Pretty solid group of guys, so definitely expect them to do well. Really looking forward to be able to see them on coverage, hopefully, on Sunday. Wait, then again, would that require us to wake up at like insane hours to
watch?
Now, the good news is they have said that they are going to replay all of the coverage immediately afterwards. So it will actually be airing during normal human hours.
Sweet. I hope that someone spoils it for me. Like, that means one of my guys won. An insane amount of text messages from Doug P or something. I fucking won KYT.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my god! Can you imagine if Doug wins?
Hey, he apologized, okay, to you in the community. He deserves a second chance. I've always liked him, so there's that.
There's that, yeah.
And I think the only interesting thing was Lauren Lee announcing the whole fact that there's now an SCG team, I guess, since everybody's
There's two SCG teams.
What's the big deal about that? I have no idea why everyone gives a shit about that. Someone explain that to me. Why that's fucking relevant at all.
Because Channel Fireball can't have the only team.
What are we talking about teams?
So Star City Games. So listen,
do you just mean people that work for Star City Games?
So basically, there are two camps of people that have written articles for Star City Games that have gotten together, and one of them is led by Jerry, and the other one is led by I guess like Patrick or whatever. But like, so it's Team Blue and SCG Blue and SCG Black, and SCG Blue is like Jerry and Todd Anderson and Michael Jacob.
Brad Nelson.
And Brad Nelson. SCG Black is Patrick Chapin, Kai Boudet.
Yeah, everybody good.
John Finkel, Reed Duke. Like, insane,
boy.
Right? Like, how do you not go for that team or Channel Fireball, right? Like, I just don't understand. So, yeah, it's going to be insane. It's going to be interesting to see who actually kind of comes out with different decks, and I hope that they don't all just end up on the same fucking deck, because that would make me really angry.
Please don't find the miracle deck. But the interesting thing is the Fireball, because Kibler tests writes for Star City Games, but tests with the Channel Fireball team, and Tar Martell likewise writes for Channel Fireball, but is on SCG Black. So
I saw some tweet, and it's like, yeah, it's going to be in the finals. And it's like Tom Martell's going to be facing off against somebody from Channel, from like Star City or whatever, and he's just gonna like hit him with a chair and rip open his shirt and show his Channel Fireball shirt underneath and be like, yeah, yeah. Oh my god,
that'd be fucking so wicked. Like Hollywood Hulk Hogan comes out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Tom Martell comes out with a bleach blonde mustache.
NWO.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. For life.
I like SCG Blue just because of Jerry, but obviously, like Scott said, SCG Black is stacked. I mean, John Finkel and Kai on the same team.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, yeah. I guess they finally decided to try to, you know, become the first, like, the best team because Channel Fireball has dominated basically every pole tour for the last, I don't know, couple of years, it seems.
Yeah, so they're trying to regain some of their composure and face, I guess, in the community by putting out this actual comprehensive team. And they've got so many people that they can make two teams!
SCG, like, Blue has a few underrated guys. Like, Matt Costa's on that team. So.
Sure, sure. Yeah, absolutely underrated. You say Todd Anderson, I'm coming to Montreal and cock-punching you. So we're clear.
I'm so excited. Hope my team ultimately, you know, is the ultimate underrated team and comes in and takes it. So, come on.
Nice.
But I think that's all I have for Block. Any last thoughts from you guys?
The Red Red Humans list is fast. Like it is. The Boros list is a deck, right? Like it can really kind of smash face. But I mean, like, what do you think is the most powerful? Like, you think Miracle is the most powerful thing to be doing? Like, is that the right deck?
From what I've heard, I think it's the first deck I'd try to play. But yeah. No, I've been tweaking with Boros in humans and trying to see if it's viable in standard. So I haven't seen Boros in action in Block, but it does sound like it's should be one of the best choices.
I had somebody come over and play test with me on Tuesday, and he built a Boros humans list, and it was like turn one champion, turn two Kruin Striker, swing for two, turn three Thatcher Revolt, swing for a fuck ton.
But then what?
Hero Bladehold.
And yeah. Goldfishing, that seems pretty crazy. But...
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, there's lots of really sweet one drops in it too, right? Like. There's like Grim Lavamancer's a human, so like that's somewhat relevant for Reach. But then there's like Brimstone Volleys and all that sort of shit for removal and everything, right? But it was an interesting list. But yeah, it certainly was fast. Certainly was fast.
Well, you guys were testing Block or Standard?
No, Standard.
Okay.
Yeah, I only lost one game, but still, it was a scary, scary deck. Like every single card. Could just be like, fuck.
Was he playing around with conscripts in the sideboard or in main?
I didn't get to sideboard games.
Okay.
But it's certainly, like I said, it was a lot of fun. Absolute lot of fun. Standard is just so good right now. I'm sorry, guys. Like, it's really just awesome. I'm having a ton of fun right now.
So what have you been playing, Scott?
Well, actually, it's funny you should ask. I've been playing an Esper Walker's list, no surprise, but I've took LSB's list with his Entreat the Angels and all that sort of stuff and added some Terminus and some Tammy. Like, so it's funny you should mention how good the Miracle deck is because, you know, I'm playing Tamiyo's Terminus, Entreat the Angels, and all of the other good control cards from Standard.
Hmm.
Yeah, this deck is actually, it feels ridiculously unfair. So I've been having a lot of fun with that. Like, I've been beating the turn 3 aggro decks pretty regularly. Like, we played a 5-game set pre-board against that humans list, and I lost one game when I got turn 3'd, but everything else was was not a contest. So it's been a lot of fun. Planeswalkers are good, and not playing creatures right now is sweet. I'm looking to try to write an article about it, so hopefully I can get that together and ship that off to you. And hopefully your editors don't fucking tell me to go fuck myself. Because I understand your editors, that they're pretty like,
fuck you, bastards. David Mantel.
Yeah, like Cody Crossman and Mante.
Yeah.
Like, Code. What the fuck? Fuck that guy.
Gotta get Matt Mursky to edit.
That's right. That'd just be like fucking 15 fucking pages of how he just doesn't get shouted out on the A-team.
The good news is like at least my, you know, my grammar and writing style is pretty fluid and it's not bad. Like I don't need too much editing, I don't think. But it's just a matter of whether they deem me, you know, worthy.
Yeah, like the bad news is that you might be really boring like Chris Macaroni.
And that's a distinct possibility, right? Like I may just be like, thankfully I'm not a technical manual writer because otherwise I'd just slip my wrists and that'd be it. Like people that have that job, that's worse than accounting. I don't care, man. Like, if it's not numbers, it's letters all day.
After Sky publishes the article, he's like, Insta gets hired to be a technical writer. You're very skilled.
I don't want to be skilled at this.
Fuck no!
Scott, I want to ask you,
yeah.
Do you feel that the new cards made is that the reason that it's
yes.
That it's powered way up?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Terminus makes you makes all of the other aggro decks play ridiculously fair.
Okay.
And I have news for you. That's been the problem in Standard. Is that
whining.
Sorry, whining?
Is that what you're saying?
No. No, 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 no. I was saying that cards like Stranglegeist have been like giving control decks fits, right? Because you're just like, oh, okay, well, I'll just Day of Judgment. Fuck, they're bigger!
Yeah.
You know? Same sort of thing. Like Zombies, right? So, I mean, Zombies has been less bad because at least we've got Celestial Purge out of the board, right? To just like clean up. So it's not that big of a deal. But, yeah. Fuck. It has been it's been a pain in the ass trying to beat Stranglegeist. And like Geist of St. Trapped isn't shit hot either to deal with. Mostly just like Hexproof and Undying has been terribly obnoxious. So
right.
Basically, to solve that problem, Terminus is great because you can flip it really early, especially if you set it up with Ponder, which is actually just like the best thing that you can be doing with your miracles. Like it makes miracles really, really consistent and really unfair. So, like, it makes cards like Entreat better because you can just shuffle them away if you don't need them. Playing Liliana gives you an outlet to them where you can turn them into productive things. But, you know, Terminus just tucking everything is so great. And, like, and then the other missing piece was Tamiyo, right? Because, like, after, like, in most of the Walkers lists, typically the best thing to do after a Wrath was just, like, drop a Liliana or a Sorin, which is, like, really unimpressive. Because, I mean, what are you doing? You're making them discard a card or sacrifice a guy they don't fucking have? Like, that's so bad. And Sorin just putting out a little lifelink guy is fucking terrible. Like, what are you gonna do, flashback a Lingering Souls after Wrath of God? Here, have a Primeval Titan. Suck it! But, like, Tamiyo is so good. Because you just, like, you Wrath, and they're like, oh, sweet, now I'll drop this, like, Hero Blade Hold. Yeah. Tamiyo, to hold it. You know? Next turn, flashback Lingering Souls. Like, at that point in time, you just lose, right? Being able to do the same sort of thing, like, with Titans and stuff, because that was the other issue, right? Is, like, now that I can't counter a Titan, like, you have to have some sort of answer to it. Well, remember how Frost Titan was really good in a Titan meta because you just out-Titan their Titan?
Right. Yeah, you just play it second.
Yeah. Well, like, Tamiyo, you don't even have to fucking worry about it, because, like, Frost Titan against Tamiyo doesn't mean shit. But, like, Tamiyo's still going to tap that fucker down. So... like, she does so much work, and you ultimate her, and you win, right? Like, I mean, you saw it in the Miracle deck. Like, you just win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fucking card advantage is just absurd. So, anyways, yeah, that's sort of what I've been running with. And it's been, like I said, it's been really consistent. Ponder was amazing. We've made some really important cuts to the deck. I was working with Nina on it a little bit, too. So that helped out, and it's just been outstanding, man. Outstanding, so much fun. Like that's what's really the most important piece, I think, is that the deck is so much fun to play with.
Right, because I know you've been liking the Esper deck, and I've gone on a few episodes and on Twitter saying that I didn't like Esper Walkers pre Avacyn Restored because I just felt like it was that you just had to draw the right cards at some point. But Tamiyo, from what I'm hearing, it would be the key reason that I think that this deck is insane. So definitely, from hearing you, really want to try this version out.
What are the walkers in that list?
So I play like 2 Liliana, 2 Sorin, 3 Tamio, and 2 Gideon.
Hmm.
Yeah. So Sorin is actually... So here's the thing. I was talking to Evilbeard today. I gave him a call because he was asking about it. And he's been playing, you know, Shaheen's version of Esper Walkers for some time. And basically what he did was he said, you know what, Sorin, it's funny because at first I thought he was fucking garbage and I hated him. And he just like, and then he was just so good. And then, you know, all of a sudden I'm just like, I've come full circle on him again. He actually, in this deck, is superior to, like, Liliana in almost every matchup. Liliana's the worst planeswalker in the deck, but she's such a house against Delver and control, so it's okay. But, like, Sorin is... he just does everything. He threatens ultimate really often in this deck as well, because you're able to sweep the board so often and buy so much time that... you can basically just do whatever you need to with him. Plus, he can also, like, if you happen to hit an entreat for like 2 or 3, you just emblem and then you're like lethal, right? So that's pretty sweet as well. Yeah, overall, man, it's just, like I said, so much fun. So much fun with this deck.
Okay. I'm looking forward to trying that out. Sounds like, obviously, Tamio just really sounds like a card that I'd love to play. Jay, Delver again? More Delver talk from the resident Delver expert.
I don't know. Like, what else am I going to play? Like, I just don't... I don't see... I'm not, like, a brewer anyway. I've already said that, like, a bunch of million times. But I don't... Like, the thing that kind of upset me is that, like, Delver didn't really get any more cards. And then, like, now everybody that's a whiner is going to be like, yeah, because Delver needed more cards. So there's that. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, it's fucking... I'm just going to keep playing Delver and keep beating people. Like, Delver will always adapt, and Delver will always fucking punish bad players and bad mana bases, and... You know what I mean? Like, it's just... I don't know. I'll play it until I see something that I like a lot, and then I'll play that. So...
So, 2 episodes ago, I've been talking about how I played Ramp and almost top 8 at a PTQ. With the new changes, I played a list I found on Channel Fireball by some guy called Ian Bartholomew. I don't know.
Bartholomew?
I think, yeah. And tested the deck. It played 2 Zealous Conflict. Yeah. So I thought it was, they were really solid, and I was really impressed by Bonfire of the Damned. Had plans to go to Providence, but they fell apart. But my friend Joel Parody, who was going down to Providence, he wanted to know what deck I would recommend, and he was like sort of on, felt attracted to Blue Red Delver that Jerry posted last week.
Yeah,
and but I thought it was terrible. I thought Vexing Devil is actually very bad in that list, and convinced him to play that ramp list that tested really well for me. He ended up being one win away from top 8, but losing that, and his breakers were terrible, so he actually finished 18th and not in the top 16. But
brutal.
That list is very, very solid, and highly recommend ramp to anyone. Last night, though, I decided to play Wednesday night standard because I'm planning to start an article series in collaboration with my sensei, Mike Flores, where I have to play a brew of his every week. It was planned to be Friday Night Magic, but because my Fridays are usually busy, so I opted for Wednesday night. But the problem is the card store that I go to, and I don't know if you guys ever experienced this type of thing, is they want to close like at 9. So they start at 6, and every round, there's 4 rounds of standards. They make them 40-minute rounds.
Wow.
So, basically, you gotta... After you finish game 1, you really don't have that much time for game 2, and sideboarding becomes, like, a crazy rush.
Yeah.
And if the other guy takes his time, like a lot of people say, like, you can't play a control deck there. Or you could win game 1 and then like turtle like a boss, and then win.
And just Saito them.
Saito. Can I read that Tamio again?
Yeah, what does Tamio do? Lingering Souls. What's that?
So I played the Flores Rule last night. So it's on Five with Flores. It's his Delver Champion of the Parish Cavern of Souls deck, because his reasoning was he thought Delver and Champion are the two best one drops in the game right now, and Cavern allows you to play either of these two guys more reliably on turn one. But, you know, to my, I don't know what word I'm going to use here.
Chagrin.
I finished 1-3. And very humbling as someone who, you know, usually does really well at his FNMs. Going 1-3 was terrible. And I think, and I even messaged, should we start this another week? Like, I don't want to make you look bad writing about this deck. But the problem with the deck was mainly because with Delver, you have to play so many spells to make Delver good. And at the same time, Cavern, a few games, it was just like I couldn't cast any spells because I had Cavern in play instead of like any other land.
Well, and like in theory, like doesn't Cavern encourage you to play more guys too? Like
right,
Cavern
right.
wants guys and Delver wants spells, so right. like the deck's at odds with itself automatically.
Right, right. So it that's how it felt like in Flores' defense, obviously it was just a first draft and the land base was just really awkward because Caverns, you cut basic lands and it also made Glacial Fortresses really bad. Like it still played four fortresses, and sometimes I'd have two Caverns, Moreland Haunt, or a Seacrum Coast, or whatever, any coast, and I needed to top deck like an untapped land, a top deck Glacial Fortress, and be like, fuck, I can't play this untapped. So, I felt the land base, and like you said, the deck being at odds with itself, and it played four Honor of the Pure, which is really sketchy as well. Because you're not playing as many token producers as other things.
I have a lot of respect for Mike Flores as a deck builder, but what kind of fucking air biscuit did he float you with this one?
Holy fuck. Yeah, like.
You played four KYT,
test this deck.
Because I'm too embarrassed to play it myself. Yeah. I think it's terrible, but here, you play it.
Well,
I think this milk
today,
is rotten.
This week on
smell.
Five with Flores is a deck from my apprentice. He built it himself, played it to a 1-3. Holy fuck. I just couldn't figure out what he was trying to do.
He just wanted, well, you know his recent way of building decks, he just wants to put like the best cards, and he feels like those three, Delver, Cavern, and Champion are three of the best cards in the format, so he just wanted to jam them together. Do I think that it could actually work?
No.
Like Scott pointed out the reason why I don't think it can, just because of the anti-synergy that is inherent in these combination of cards. I mean, I want to play, like, if I'm playing Champion and Cavern, I want to be playing Boros. I want to be slamming aggressive dudes. But,
yeah, I want to be slamming aggressive dudes, too.
I went 1-3. Like, play... Like, it just felt weird to not play a deck where I could punish bad play like I had with Delver. I'm like, my deck just can't, it just can't cast spells. I can't take advantage of anything. I just sat there like an idiot. And Frankie Richard, live with Frank on Twitter, a very good friend of mine, he played Smitty's deck.
Nice. And Kamikaze deck.
To Jay's chagrin, he went 4-0.
Yeah, of course. And then Smitty will be like, see, bros, I told you, it's totally crazy good. I'm like, yeah, that's what happens. Like that fucking stupid kid at my meta who plays, like, he plays, like, infinite fucking Frost Titans, Sun Titans, and then Day of Judgments with Ponder. No, that deck's really good because it beats me. It beats Delver. It's pretty good. Or Matt Telgen, who fucking top-8ed with me because he had 12. He's a good player, but he had 12 anti-Delver cards, well, anti-artifact cards in his sideboard. 12. And he had 3 main deck. 3. So, like, no, that's really good. Those are good brews.
So this might be, like, Frank actually, was half joking after he won. He's like, he thought he was bringing a gun to, like, a knife fight with Smitty's deck.
And oh, my God.
I have good words. Like, even Josh Silvestri, like, on Channel Fireball plugged Smitty as a deck that looked like a potential contender. So, who knows? I think Sweet. This is just, like Jesse said, but every deck that he's make is the best deck ever that he's ever made before. But this just might be it.
Well, it's funny because there haven't a lot of people that have been talking about this list in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's actually a combo deck that like fights on an entirely different axis that Standard's not ready for right now. And that's the only reason why it's performing really well. You know, it's I mean, otherwise it's just a plain zombies deck, right? Which is not exciting.
Right.
But, you know, interesting anyway.
Yeah, so Frank and even Justin Richardson, who's tested, have said that they've loved playing with and killing people with Blood Artists. So
yeah,
I have yet to try the deck, but seems pretty sweet. Go Smitty!
Yeah,
18, oh, no, like
18 tried. Woo!
Leave Smitty alone. But like it always happens every time he comes up with a new deck. The same Twitter, it's like deja vu.
I know, it's like exclamation points, the word insane, the word bro, and the word best. And then infinite retweets. Anytime anyone's like, oh man, dudes, bros, I won my fucking FNM. It was like four people. I mean, I won. And then he's like, he retweets that. And then I'm like, yeah, pretty good, Jesse. Whatever, bros, wins win. I'm like, no, you're right. That's true, I guess. I don't have any. I can't shit talk that. It's true. Win is a win.
I mean,
like, I hope it does really well. You know? I would like it if for one time. Like, my favorite thing about Smitty is that he's always like, this is the best deck ever. And then everyone's like, shut up. And he's like, yeah, you're right. I got to learn to just, you know, lay off that. And then, like, 6 seconds later, just three more retweets. Oh, I won my FNM with Kamikaze.
But this happens all the time. Like,
I know.
Cycle, the entire cycle.
Yeah, it's like a really fast Lion King circle of life.
But, so here's the thing with that deck, too. He hasn't set himself on a version. He's made, like, three different versions. One's Grixis, one's Blue-Black, and one's Red-Black. And he can't figure out which one's better.
Oh, who knew?
Who knew? So the bottom line is, it's just like, guess what? Blood Artist is a sick-ass card. Not to be underestimated. Reminds me very much of Calastria Highborn from, like, Last Standard. Remember when Vampires was not a deck, and then all of a sudden it was a fucking deck?
Yeah.
I feel like Blood Artist makes zombies a fucking deck. Like, it was okay before, but now it's a deck. Like, that card is actually stupid.
I don't know.
Oh, no. It's a legitimate card. Okay. Having seen it in action on Star City Games, it's a legitimate strategy. It's a legitimate card. Whether okay. He's got the optimal build around it, I couldn't. Anyways.
No, I agree.
Well, hey, if Gerard Fabiano and Jacob Van Loonen agree, then it's got to be right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How much does that deck cost to build? How come that's not an FNM hero deck?
I don't know. You know what? I think the most expensive cards are the land base, right? Like, if you play the blue-black version, I think you're into, like, Phantasmal Images and then all the blue-black lands.
Yeah.
Which are obviously worth money.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I don't think it's worth very much. So, maybe. Do you see that Tangent started a new FNM hero?
Actually, his first article is really good. It was funny, too.
I really enjoyed it.
I liked it. I don't know why, but I actually liked it.
I don't know why, because everybody in Public Enemy sucked ass, but...
Whoa! Come on! Whoa! Yeah.
Whoa. FNM hero. But he doesn't call it that, does he?
No, he calls it MTGO hero.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, oh.
I think he's cheating, though, because Medina had to buy sleeves.
Well, I think the whole point to Moto is, though, like, he talked about some of the advantages and disadvantages.
Yeah.
And I think one of them he clearly identified was, you know, a very different, there's a different economy, right, between the two?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So. But, yeah, it was really well written. And I think, you know, that's the one thing that I'm finding, and I'm becoming more and more critical of how well people are writing, and that's why I've been so reticent to write my own. But yeah, like Jake, for example, Mizaros as well, right, wrote an article on manadeprived.com, the exact 75, about blue-black control, which isn't a deck, so wake up. Sorry, Justin. anyways, so it's not a deck anymore. Up. Sorry. But the article was outstanding. Like, the way that it was laid out, the thought process, like, the path that he traveled with the deck and the matchups was fucking awesome. I was really impressed by it.
So okay, so then are you going to be an avid listener of Chris Macaroni, where he tells you which articles are good and which ones are bad?
No, because we fucking do that every week.
No, this seems like an untapped area that the MTG community is sorely in need of.
No, the MTG community is sorely in need of video coverage of the slap bet result. Like, that's what the MTG community is sorely in need of.
So just to clarify, you will not
be listening to. I am not the target market for that podcast.
Ah, okay. As such, will you be criticizing it?
No, I don't care what people do if I'm not listening.
Ah.
Well, we're on a subject of articles, and one of the things that Flores told me, talked to me about, was that a lot of people don't focus on the FNM crowd, and he estimates that people who play FNM grinders probably outnumber PTQ grinders 10-1.
Of course, yeah. Shout out to Chris Lansdell. That's the direction they went with Horde of Notions, right? So you know you're going to hear about this on Monday.
But then, like, how many people who go to FNMs actually read articles, right?
None of them. The other thing is that while your target market is FNM crowd, most of those guys don't give a shit about what you have to say because they want to brew kamikaze. Like, have you ever tried to play on a team or be like even have a fucking conversation with these people? Like, these people are salt of the earth. But on the other hand, they're also just like, they're just migraine inducing to have a conversation with about Mac because they just will not focus, you know? Like, how come you have fucking four swords of body and mind in your in your mono black zombie deck? And I'm like, man, because like Delver, like, what do they do against like sword of body and mind, man? Like, oh, you just fucking get in there and then you mill them. You mill them out, and then, like, you mill all their Delvers, and you're like, ah, yeah, got you, and, like, they can't block and shit. And you're like, yeah, but, what about, like, it's okay, so, like, you draw a hand, and you're like, two swords of body in mind in there, and then, like, you gotta decide if you want to play, like, a zombie and attack and kill the guy, or, like, play a sword, and then equip
and start milling him!
And then, like, what happens if they go to equip a sword, and they vapor snag your guy, and, like, now in your aggro deck, you're behind two turns, and they're like, no, man, like, zombies, like, much range, you know? And, like, I read an article about, like, Mike Flores, and he said sometimes you have to know when you're the beatdown, and when you're not the beatdown, like, sometimes, like, against, like, Delver, who's, like, troll deck, like, you don't want to be the beatdown sometimes, you want to let them be the beatdown and, like, you know, get overextended and, like, tap out, you slam your sword of body and mind, and then, like, then what? Then what? You're like, yeah, no.
You gotta use that voice more often.
So okay, and here's like another prime example. Oh man, I'm playing blue white humans. What do you think the optimal amount of lands to play is, Jay? You seem like a good Magic player. I'm like, I don't know, like 24, 23 maybe. I mean, you got like, depends on how many Moorland Haunts you have because those don't produce colored mana, and it depends on what your top end looks like because every deck is different. But yeah, probably like 20, I'd say like low end 22, high end 24, 25 if you're playing the version with like Sun Titans and shit. And the guy's like, really? Because I'm playing like 18 lands and I still just get mana flooded all the time.
Oh man, I get that so much.
And like, oh really? You're playing 18 lands, eh? And you're getting mana flooded. Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, You should probably just cut that down to like 14. Like, what's your curve? Like, your highest curve is 4? So, like, really, you only need 4 lands. You just play 8, right? And then, like, on average, you're going to draw one. Like, these are the people you want to be writing articles for. You want to be teaching these motherfuckers how to play Magic? For the FNM crowd? You have like Chris Lansdale teaching them how to build like Jund Wave and shit.
Yeah.
Like this is the FNM that I want to be a part of. I mean, right in there, right in the thick of it.
So there, that lies in the challenge. I mean, I know John Corpora has been writing 52 FNMs in 52 weeks for Gathering Magic.
I just heard about that. Is that new?
I don't think so. I think he's well in his year or something. Like,
oh, cool. Maybe
in
the middle. Yeah, it sounds like a really cool idea. Like, I was actually, when I heard about it, I was like, oh, wow. That sounds fun.
So there's that. There's Medina's FNM Hero. Now there's, I guess, MTG Hero. Yeah, well, you just heard about it now, but, like, are you actually going to care enough to read?
No.
But there we go. So it's like, where's, like, there's a lot of FNM players.
I mean, like, okay, first of all, that's cool. But, like, I don't read John Medina's either because I don't give a shit. Like I just don't. I'm not saying, like, he's bad or it's a bad idea or whatever. I'm just saying I don't care to see if John Medina can pack the power or FNM Hero or Trade Rape or whatever his article. Like, I don't care about any of that stuff. I really just, you know what I want? I'm not good enough to read like a Patrick Chapin or a Jerry T article and like have it click and me be like, oh, that's why you don't play 18 lands. Oh, like, I'm not good enough to figure that out, but I'm also like better than reading like an FNM Hero article where I'm basically just like, I'm reading a joke almost, right? Like, I'm reading a really long story and I'm waiting for the punchline. And like, the punchline is either he makes it or he doesn't make it. And right. Like, but there's no secret. There's no mystery. Like, he's playing a bad deck. I know he's playing a bad deck. He knows he's playing a bad deck. He's the underdog. I know he's the underdog. Like, it's not like he's going to make some crazy plays. Like, even Tangent said, right? Like, his deck, his new MTGO Hero deck, like, it's not good enough to beat a good deck, even with luck most of the time, because he doesn't have the cards. Like, he just doesn't have them. Whereas, it's the same with John. It's like, okay, like, is it going to be because of insane play skill? Like, mostly it's not going to be. Not that John's a bad player. I'm just saying, like, his deck is just not that quality. Like, he's going to get really lucky and maybe make some insane plays. But am I going to be like, oh my God, insane at my desk at work? Like, I'm watching the Super Bowl? Like, would you skip watching the Super Bowl and then read about it? Like, read a 4-hour play-by-play?
Okay, I meant skip the Super Bowl to read FNM Hero.
No, like, I just mean, like, you know, like, so for me, like, I'm just not the target audience of that, but I'm the FNM guy. Like, I don't know, like, I think your article needs to be short and entertaining for me to read it. Or, if it's going to be like a Jerry T, Mike Flores, Patrick Chapin article, it needs to be so straightforward and simplified and hitting me on the head with a hammer that I just get it. Like, Mike Flores, and I've said this 100 times, I don't have a problem with Mike Flores. I like Mike Flores, mainly because every time he writes an article, I fucking learn so much. I'm just like, wow, 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 like, the entire time. And I'm sure most people aren't like that, and now they're like, oh man, Jay's so bad, he's learning from Mike Flores. He goes, I don't give a shit. But, like, listening to that guy talk is just in the exact opposite of that somehow.
Oh, he's the best.
He's the best. We're gonna have him on next week.
Him talking to you is like awesome.
Yeah, the show.
We're gonna have the winner of, if we've got a North American winner for Pro Tour Iverson Restored, we're gonna have them on next week. Don't kid yourselves.
Sure. Unless Mike Flores can make it.
Right. Okay. You're right. We should probably bump him for Mike.
You know, have Doug Potter on the show instead of Mike Flores.
Oh man, that'd be awesome.
Doug actually was like so set in his mind that we wouldn't have him on because everybody on the A team, his exact words were, everybody on the A team hates me.
Oh God.
Except for me, right?
Grow up.
Well, that's what he said. He said, everybody hates me. And he's like, so.
God. Wine.
But that's the deal. You're going to write about FNM. Like, Tangent at least made jokes. And and it was short at the point. Kind of hilarious. Like, you know, do that.
All right. All right.
Well, tell me about how your girlfriend left you.
Well, you freaking know about this stuff. Clearly it worked. Like, gotta make, like, for me to do that, I have to make, like, fake drama and shit.
Oh, man, that would be the best. That's what I want. I want somebody to just write really believable fake drama. Like, that's it. I just want Owen Turtenwald to just write that. Like, the days of our lives, fucking empty.
So
what I want.
So let's talk about Owen Turtenwald for a minute.
Oh, best Twitter feed in a long time.
Honestly.
No, it was. Right? Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Like, it just wouldn't work
for
anybody else. Yeah.
Well, if Jay did it, maybe. But that's about it.
Oh, I'm flattered.
Yeah. But I've been extremely impressed with the two. It's been really entertaining.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, even Aaron Forsyth was like, wow, I was under the impression that somebody had stolen his phone.
Yeah.
But that's not the case.
I think it was Martin Juza that tweeted, and he had said something like, he's now in a position where he has to say something nice for every bad thing that he's ever said during, like, from now until the end of the Pro Tour. So, like, if he wants to say something negative, he has to say something positive or something like that. I don't know.
That's pretty hilarious.
So you can only imagine, like, he's probably, like, the saltiest motherfucker actually,
oh,
like,
my
if
God.
You're standing beside him.
Yeah.
But then he's got to go to Twitter to, like, broadcast good feelings because of the shit
oh,
that's
my God.
Going on.
I don't know what bet he lost for that, but that is hilarious and sucks. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So I think it's pretty exciting stuff.
Oh, man. And, like, everybody just holding you to that? Like, fuck your mother, Louise. And, like, oh, now you got to go to Twitter and say something about friendship.
That's right.
Really? Oh, now you got to say two things. Hey, I'm a bitch.
Yeah. No, that'd be really, really exciting. It's so funny to watch.
It is. It's really good. Like I said, I really want Owen to come back. He probably is my favorite guest that we had.
He was so much fun, right?
Yeah, he was. He's a great time.
Him or Conley.
I mean,
they're both. Can you imagine both of them at the same time?
Yeah,
like, we wouldn't even be able to say anything. They'd just be like fucking verbally abusing each other all day.
Oh, you wouldn't even be able to get a word in edgewise. It'd be like a Tourette's museum or something. Whatever that is.
Whatever that would look like. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, man.
I just remember, like, my favorite joke of the Owen episode was when we talked about, like, there being a Channel Fireball, like, sex video that he didn't want us to see, know about.
Oh, man. Is my favorite guest Tom Martell, or is it Owen? Oh, it's Tom Martell for sure. Not close.
What?
Oh, man. I totally just, like, was like, oh, yeah, but I'm like, oh, yeah, it's Tom Martell for sure.
180'd.
Oh, man. No, fuck Aaron Owen Turtenwald. I mean, he's a close second, but, like, he's no Princess Di. He is Prince Charles for sure compared to Tom Martell. Like, I mean, fuck, me and Tom Martell DM. That's what I'm talking about.
Nice.
Like, you know, that guy is just the best of guy. I'm sorry, Owen. You've been bumped.
Yeah.
Boats is down to number 3. Oof. What is going on?
What is going on, right? We just love all these people so much. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. And I was thinking about that the other day when I was like, oh, man, I'm going to go watch coverage or whatever. And, like, how do you choose who to root for at a pro tour like that? Like Kibler or Chapin
or
LSP or Doug or fucking, yeah, Doug or Marcel or fucking Owen Turtenwald or Boats or Tom Martell. Like, how do you?
Yeah, it's tough. If you have a lot of favorites.
Yeah, it's crazy talk. Crazy talk. I mean, nobody ever roots for Medina or Mark's son, but, you know.
Mark's son's not playing a lot right now.
I know,
he's
it's
still
sad.
He's at his job at Frito-Lay.
Frito-Lay.
Yeah. Yeah, he does the social networking and publicity or whatever for Frito-Lay.
Man, that is a fucking fake job.
Yeah, but it's such a sweet fake job.
Yeah, I know. It's like, pisses me off. These people have these awesome fake jobs. I just tweet all day for Frito-Lay. Okay.
Well, I just read about, like, a job that I might have been interested in, but I don't think it's gonna want it to be. They had, like, Wizards actually had something to be, like, the social community guy for MTGO and Duels of the Planeswalkers. And I was
I think I saw that. I think
it was tweeted.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, that sounds like something I'd really enjoy. But probably doesn't pay the bills as well as my current job, but...
True.
But it'd be something I'd love.
True.
So I really wanted to ask you this, Jay, because I just found out now, going to MTG Salvation.
Yeah.
So you probably don't know anything about it. Maybe you do.
Got me.
But Plane Chase 2012.
I know, it's going to be epic. Actually, I'm not super excited about it anymore. I mean, I was kind of excited about it, but nobody plays Plane Chase anymore because it was cool like fucking 12 years ago. So I'm not sure how much Plane Chase I'm going to get in. You know what I mean?
So what are these spoilers, though? I'm trying to, like, are they going to be legal? Like,
no, I don't think, they'll be like the commander decks, right? Like, they'll be legal in whatever set the commander decks are in. What is that, Legacy? Vintage?
Legacy,
right? Like, you can play, like, Flusterstorm in Legacy, right?
Right.
Yeah, so, like, they'll probably be legal in, like, Legacy, I would guess. But they won't be legal in any other format.
Have you seen the only card they have spoiled?
That one that's, like, double...
Cascade.
Cascade, yeah. I think we talked about it before. But like, that card, I mean, that card's obviously a Commander-designed card, just like Tybalt. I think that it's cool that they're designing cards for Commander, like designing new cards for that. That's really awesome. That card's just going to be fucking crazy. Like, oh, my God. I can't imagine how much whining there's going to be when I, like, when I fucking entwine Tooth and Nail and double Cascade. Like, that just seems stupid. Like, holy fuck. Oh my God. I have to figure out if entwine cost is included in the Cascade. Somebody, judge, rule that up for me.
No, it's not.
It's not. Are you sure?
No. Yes.
Somebody who's a judge, but not Chris Lansdell. Confirm that. The nail is 7?
Yeah. And then entwine is 2.
No, but I mean so you're double cascading for 7? Oh my God, like that's just fucking crazy.
Chris Lansdell, you're gonna be talking with him in 5 days.
5 days?
You guys should, well, you probably won't because it's a week fucking weekday. But I can't wait for you two to play Diablo 3 together.
Oh man, yeah.
Yep, that's happening Monday night. So on that note, so Monday night, that's happening. I have Tuesday off of work.
I am
at midnight. I've already downloaded the installer. Once we're off the cast, I will download the rest of the files to actually install the entire game. I will be playing at midnight. And Durf, I think, is in, and Lansdell's in, and Mo and Dave are in, it's going to be insane.
Yeah. That would be really fun, actually, probably. I'm not going to do that, but it would be fun.
Because Jesse also, like...
He's in, too.
Took the day off. How many people are actually actively taking the day off?
Just FYI, you guys know you can only play 4-player, right?
Oh, whatever.
Okay.
Because, like, you guys are making me want to do that, too, but...
Yeah. Take the day off. I'll be gaming all night. Seriously, you, me, Jesse, and random...
Yeah, that'd be pretty insane.
So it's been a lot of fun. Like, the demo was insane. I played open beta for a little bit, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be pretty outstanding.
So all you listeners, if you're going to be playing this game, I mean, I guess leave your gamer tag in the comments or something.
Yeah, and we'll add you if you're a regular commenter, and if you're a strange turtle, then you won't hear from us.
Just like on Facebook, fucking loser.
You got it!
So Robot Large, go get that game.
Yeah, man.
And make Robot Large tag for someone.
Robot Large. That guy was trying to give me fucking managerial advice earlier. I was trying to, like a penis. Like a fucking phallus was trying to tell me how to run my life. What the fuck?
So
speaking of which, one of our wicked awesome followers was fucking...
It's Arthur Halavase is back.
From where?
It can't be a
hero. He was in the middle of nowhere, but now he's back tweeting a lot.
Oh, is he? I noticed he was gone, but I mean, like, I'm talking about the guy that went to jail for a fucking year.
What the fuck?
We don't have the same followers that you have.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot I was the star. Sorry.
Who is this guy?
Oh, man. I can't remember. Was his name Steve? Was it Steve? Remember the guy that just... Remember, let's flashback. Remember the guy...
Is this the guy saying I've got a year of A-Team to catch up
yeah,
on?
Yeah. And remember the guy that fucking... Oh. Remember the guy that walked up to me and just gave me $20?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's that guy.
The old guy that used to be Canada Bacon?
Yeah!
Oh my god.
And if it's not Canada Bacon... Oh yeah, it was Canada Bacon! If it's not Canada Bacon, then it's the same picture as Canada Bacon.
Refresh my memory, guys. I have no clue.
He used to use like a luchador mask for his picture.
Yeah, yeah.
Pink luchador mask.
And remember we were at GP Toronto, TCG Player Toronto, Pro Tour, and remember that guy was like standing there, and I was like, anyways, you're so cool, thanks for the sweet podcast you do. I was like, man, no problem. And then he was like, I wanted to help out any way I could, so here's $20. And then he just walked away, remember?
But I don't like remember, like he didn't do anything that would make me remember him otherwise.
Oh, you mean besides being the awesomest random scene from a...
okay. Yeah, but it was just like, but a lot of people donated money, but he just like, right. It just, why, it didn't click. I still don't know who he is. Like, he went to jail for a year?
I guess. For arms dealing. That's hardcore. That's rock hard gay hardcore.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah. Remember when you thought Ben Clinton was gay?
How can I forget?
Is that Bank? Should we ask him? That was pretty classic, just me and Jay, like, but he's Ben C. Bank is with a K.
I remember that, yeah. That was your fault.
Anything else you wanted to talk about him, Jay?
No.
Like, did he tweet at us that he was recently...
He tweeted at me.
Okay.
I don't know if I should be, like, spreading that shit around or not, so I don't care. He tweeted it on public forum, so I don't feel super bad about it. But yeah, no, I mean, it's good to have that guy back. He lost... He's trying to do an FNM hero because he lost all of his cards while he was in...
Oh, no.
So he's doing an FNM zero, too. So, yeah.
Another FNM series.
Yeah.
Wow. Wonder who's going to end up with the best one. I mean, it's going to be interesting to hear this guy's stories.
Seriously. I couldn't get any cards, so I took him out in the alley and did it like we do in prison.
Just fucking
I sucked his dick. And then he coughed up the birthing pod.
Oh my god.
And he also gave me the cards.
Pretty scared of like what he has to do to get.
Oh, you got it there, right? You picked up on it.
Oh okay, my good. God! Just you guys can't talk about dick sucking on air. Oh.
I don't know what he had to do to get you that $20, Jay.
Oh man, I hope he's not like really mad at me. I hope he's like, oh man, I'm getting roasted on the A-Team. That's actually sweet. And then I'll be like, yeah. So I really hope that.
Well, I wasn't poking at him in particular. I was just saying that you know, people, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a comical anecdote.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back, Canada Bacon!
Yeah, welcome back. I'm glad you're back. KYT doesn't remember you, but I sure do.
Damn right. My wife still remembers him.
Yeah.
Apologies. So the other thing I wanted to talk to you guys about quickly was to bring up on the show was one of my artists, one of my good friends, Polish Tamales.
Yeah, he's getting fucking like the ramrod from Wizards, eh?
Right. So yeah, he's also right. Oh yeah, that guy, Canadian Bacon. No. So he drew for me, drew for Medina.
You guys are the worst. You guys are so bad.
Soap on a rope around your ankles.
You guys are so bad.
Oh. Anyway.
So he was drawing for both of us and has an account on DeviantArt or.
Yep, that's what that's called.
And seems like someone at Wizards was not happy that he was using their intellectual property to, you know, get to make these, to draw these.
What was he like, drawing porn? Like, was he responsible for the Liliana Chandra matchup that everyone's all like fapping off to?
No. Yeah,
is he secretly Steve Argyle?
So I don't exactly, the reason I don't really know how to feel about this is because I don't know what the laws are and what exactly our friend is allowed or is not allowed to do. Because that means like Wizards could actually easily tell Durf to stop using, you know, the little planeswalkers for his comics.
It would be really awkward.
Yeah. So hopefully, I don't know, hopefully someone that I know at Wizards, like, I can contact him and talk to him about this. Whoever, you know, wanted to cease and desist this type of stuff. But it's interesting because Durf has been drawing Stoneforge Mystics and Jaces for, you know, maybe getting close to 2 years
now. I don't, when I look at Stoneforge Mystic, I don't actually see it. Like, I visually see Misty, I don't see the fucking actual artwork.
Right, right.
It's terrible.
It's all Durf's fault.
It's all his fault.
Yeah, so I don't really know how to feel about it. Obviously, I want to support the artist that I'm friends with and that has helped contribute art to my site. It's not in my hands to say, ooh, these guys should be allowed to do this or that.
Yeah. Well, maybe his are not, like, maybe they're just not as identifiable.
Right.
Durf's are, like, Polish Tamales has always been a little bit more realistic. Like, obviously still cartoony, but a little bit more realistic, I guess, than Durf's is. Like, Durf's is clearly cartoony.
Right, right, right.
I don't know. Guessing.
Right. Well, I agree. Like how he draws Medina, like, it looks like him a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he's totally not that buff. Yeah. Nor that tall. But yeah. It's pretty funny. It's really sad, actually, that he actually got the shaft like that.
Yeah.
So, did you guys see the SCG judge call thingy controversy that happened this weekend?
I didn't see it.
Anybody? Scott, you saw it, though?
Yeah, so I heard about it. I read about it on
Twitter. Yeah, I heard about it, too. I just wanted to touch on it. I wanted to see what you guys thought. I don't know. It's all hearsay, right? Like, I wasn't there, and so, like, I just heard about it. But so, basically, as far as I understand, what happened is... Fuck, I don't even know who was involved. Shit. I don't know if it was even anybody that was famous or not. I it might have not been, but it was a feature match, and Buddy played. What card did he play?
See, I don't even know what the actual card was. Like, it could have, but I mean, in premise, it could have been Huntmaster.
Yeah, no, right? Yeah, like, let's say it's Huntmaster or Goblin, the guy that makes three guys.
Siege Gank.
Oh, no. Okay, you know what? It was at the Legacy Open, and he actually played a Mog War Marshal.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So he ended up playing the Mog War Marshal and then said, go, and then went to go and get his token.
Yeah, he's like, Mog War Marshal, go. And as he's reaching for his tokens,
right,
the judge basically says...
like, the judge who's walking by, because the opponent was in agreement that he should have... been able to get his tokens. Like, the opponent didn't even want him to not get his tokens. So, as far as I understand it was a judge that was, like, nearby and was like, no, that's not that's a lapsing trigger, so you don't get your tokens because you said go, you didn't say get tokens go.
Yeah.
And then...
the first time it's actually happened, like, in a real event when it mattered.
Yeah, and I mean, like obviously, like both people understood, okay, play, like, my Siege Gang Commander, go get my three goblins, but instead of making you wait, like, 16 minutes while I search for my cool KYT tokens, I'm just going to say go, like, you know, it's similar to, like, you know, at the end of my, like, at the end of your turn, you say go, and I say, okay, make a dude. I don't say, like, tap these three lands, tap my Moorland Haunt, exile this guy, responses, no, create a spirit token, here's the spirit token, responses, no, okay, start my turn, untap, upkeep, draw. Like, I don't know. In my opinion, and again, I wasn't there, so I don't know what the I mean, they appealed to the head judge, and the head judge upheld the ruling. I mean, in my opinion, I think that he should have just been allowed to get his token and say go. Like, I don't know. I don't see why he wasn't. I just don't understand the reasoning behind not letting that shortcut. And I mean, like, isn't there a spot in the rules where it's like talks about allowable shortcuts?
Well, what was his shortcut? Like, did he actually say anything, or he just like went to go get his token right away?
Well, as far as I know, he said like War Marshal, and the guy was like, yeah, and then he was like, okay, go, as he's like reaching for his tokens.
Okay. Because it's very similar to something that I actually forgot to talk about on the show when it happened, or I may have talked about it, which was in my World Cup qualifier weekend and the PTQ, the biggest controversy ruling thing was Geist of Syngtrath. And I posted a status on Facebook and got a lot of comments about it, is where you can't shortcut the take four, the angel. That comes in, you gotta say trigger, or there's a way for your opponent to actually, depending on how you set it, like, let's say you attack and there's like a distinct pause and you allow your opponent to like block and then you go get your token or whatever, so then it's too late for you to get your angel. Or if you say take four, or if you just imply take four and you don't actually say trigger or that you're putting a token into play, then your opponent could just like call a judge and like rule that, you know, you shouldn't be able to get your token.
Yeah, and like, okay, so like, depending on the REL level, I guess I could see how that could be right. But like, when the judge is walking by and I'm grabbing my tokens, and my opponent even tells the judge, no, man, like, he's just going to get his tokens, it's not a big deal, it's fine. And the judge is like, no, he didn't specifically say get tokens. Like, I don't know. And like, by that, I think if they're going to be that strict about that stuff, I think then they need to start making people play with tokens. Like, how many times, and like, I've done it, and I did it fucking at the pre-release, where like, how many times have you attacked into a dice that you didn't see because it was off to the side? Like, and then if I say like, oh, let me take that back because the guy had a fucking dice, are they going to allow that? Like, what if they don't? Then what? Then I'm like, oh, good. So I just attacked into a dice. But the guy clearly said, go get my tokens. And he went and got three fucking pebbles. That's legal. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. The only thing that bothers me, like you said about the story, would be the fact that the opponent was okay with it. And like, was basically okay with the shortcut. So
yeah,
because a lot of times it's like for the Geist of Syngtrath, like the players would be asked, you know, has this happened before, and what happened, and how did you know deal with this situation?
Yeah, and like, exactly, like how many times has he missed this trigger? Like, how many, you know,
was this like an assumed shortcut, you know, for the entire match, and you just like, you had just randomly call it now because you've been letting him, you know, do it?
Yeah,
for the entire
exactly
game,
so. Exactly.
Was Rikipedia one of, like, you mentioned his name?
Only because I think that it was mentioned that he was the head judge, and I like him. Like, I'm not trying to bash him or anything. Like, I'm a fan of his. So I'm not like trying to shit talk. I'm just saying, like, from what I heard and in the media and et cetera, this is how the story was portrayed. Not that it was, you know, that's 100% accurate or whatever. But like, I think he was the head judge, or he was the walking by judge. Right. But yeah, and like, it was just.
But does the public still view it as the correct call, though?
I only heard about it because there were so many people on my Twitter feed that were like up in arms about it. Even other judges were trying to be really, I mean,
okay,
less dicks, I would say.
Okay.
This is accurate. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just really shocking because everybody was up in arms. I haven't really heard anything since. I was really, I didn't, there wasn't an article about it or something, but I'm not really, it could be just because, I don't know, like, Wikipedia is really liked and maybe people just didn't want to prod it. I'm not sure. I don't know. But I mean, it was really shocking to me that that was how it went. And then, you know, I mean, it just seems like out of nowhere. I mean, I don't know the backstory. Maybe this guy has done it like 100 times where he's just, you know, done the whole like go. And then the guy's like, okay, attack. And he's like, block with my token. Like maybe that's what actually happened, right? Like block with my dice.
You know, my invisible token.
yeah. Like, well, you didn't give me a chance to go get my token, you know? Like, maybe that's what happened. I'm not sure. But, like, that's just what I heard. It was just like, and I just thought, like, that just seems really fucking.
Yeah. Ugh.
That just seems really scummy. That seems, and, like, on a judge level, that seems, again, like another one of those things where the judge just wants to, like, be powerful. Like, no, I'm not going to post raid or standings because you should be playing Magic, not gaming the system.
Oh man, terrible memories.
Like, you know, like
those crazy bad NHL referees.
Yeah, like just I don't know, like ugh, you know.
Okay. Shoutouts?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Why not?
I'll start because quick and easy. Shoutouts to the boys at Barcelona. I mean, I've never heard them be this excited about their deck choice and be this excited about their chances. So hopefully it doesn't blow up in their faces. I've got faith that, you know, at least a few of them will see success during the first day. Hopefully for the cast's sake, it'd be hilarious if Doug Potter does well. So
yeah, I would. That'd be sweet, actually. I'm down with that.
Doug Potter, Pro Tour Champion.
Oh man, could you imagine? Holy fuck.
He first posted in Broken City. Apology retracted.
Revoked. It's just been revoked.
Still a troll.
Yeah.
And shout outs to people who have been discussing like how to like get good content on like discussing how to build a good Magic site, like Ted, I can't pronounce his last name, Knutson.
Knutson.
And Mike Flores just talking it up, and because they disagree a lot, but they both have very strong opinions and very interesting thoughts as to, you know, what makes a site the best, what makes it, you know, good.
Actually,
and
that was really awesome, like, yeah. Today, that discussion. Was it today? I think it was.
Yeah, it was today.
Yeah, that was a really awesome discussion. I also like that TCG player was entered into that and just, like, again, was self-dragged through the mud. Fuck, what a just joke that fucking garbage is. Holy.
Well, poor Frank Lepore, who...
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Face of the site, and...
Read his Twitter? He doesn't think he's the face of the site.
Right. That was part
of the... It's personal. It's his personal account.
Yeah. Because he said, like, something that was... that would not have been good as a representative.
Yeah, as like a representative of the site, yeah.
Right.
And then he was just like, this is my personal Twitter account, so fuck you. And like, oh, wait.
Good for you, Frank. Then, like, good for you.
And then Evan, tapping the card so you don't have to. Fucking, he's like, well, it says on your Twitter that you're the guy.
Yeah.
For that site. So, like... Don't you think it's reasonable for someone to assume that you're the guy for that site? Then, and he's like, "No." But anyway, keep talking about poor Frank Lepore. I want to hear about that.
No, I was just saying like that. he put himself in a funny like he had to also apologize to Chris Macaroni.
Apparently. What? No, for what? What did Macaroni? Macaroni must have blackmailed him.
Macaroni called Lepore improfessional for every single time they've ever interacted with each other.
Which is probably
so
true, knowing Frank Lepore. I'm just trying to add fuel to the fire. But
yeah, I think Frank Lepore ended up like apologizing for whatever.
No.
I think. I might have not.
Crazy.
So it's been a funny Frank Lepore, a day for Frank Lepore, but shout out to him because I think he likes us, so
not anymore.
Well, I didn't say anything bad. I just said that
he does listen to our show. He likes our product.
Good. I thought he hated us.
No, it's good. It's that whole that whole Untappd rivalry thing was pretty funny. And then we had that whole him when we got him started on Twitter. Remember that?
No.
Oh. Yeah, he didn't really have a Twitter account, and then he got into a battle with Jesse or whatever.
Oh my god, oh yeah.
Yeah, so it was pretty funny.
Now he's the face of TCG player.
Now he is the face.
He is the fucking face.
And that is my shoutouts for the week.
Alright. I got a few. Do you mind if I go?
Nope.
Actually, Jay, you know what? I got to clean up. I got a bat clean up tonight, so why don't you go ahead next?
No, you already said.
I would love to, except that I've got something else that I need to talk about that has to go into the end of the show.
Okay, all right, fine. Shoutouts.
A dick!
Shoutouts to Canada Bacon. Even if that's not you, it has to be you, because you haven't been around for, like, ever. And I'm just, if it's not you, then shout out to whoever that is. Also, shout out to Canada Bacon. Shout out to Doug Potter and the Doolins, the Doolies, and Francis Toussaint. I hope Francis does really well. He's like the coolest kid that plays Magic. Who else? Shout out to KYT for coming back, not being a bitch 2 weeks in a row like John Medina.
Well, he wasn't a bitch last week. He was there.
Oh, man, were you here? He was a bitch last week. Shout out to Jesse for getting props about his kamikaze deck. He knows I just bust his chops.
I don't think he knows that.
I don't think he knows that, Jay.
Canadian bacon.
Canadian bacon. Canada bacon. Shout out to fucking all of you fuckers that keep spamming me with spiders, you fucking assholes. Fucking dicks. Fuck you.
A-Team listeners, listeners, if you want Jay's address, I can get it for you, and you can, if any of you like live in Africa or South America,
this is
want to send us,
this is terrorism.
If you want to send us terrorism. Spiders, even those of you in like Louisiana,
this is terrorism.
And you want to send us brown recluse spiders in a box?
You know what?
Then
if
we
I
could
die,
do
if I open a fucking box and a spider jumps out and then I fucking die, then what, Scott? Then what?
We've got tracking on the package.
Then what?
We're tracking.
You're
going
to fucking track
charge.
A spider to Zimbabwe and arrest some fucking.
You know what, Jay? For you, I wouldn't even arrest him. I'd fly to Zimbabwe and beat the living shit out
just
of him for
shoot
you.
The guy in the face.
I would rape him with, like, a stick and then beat them senseless.
Oh, man, are we ever going to get some hate mail about that? That's that imagery.
What would you do if somebody killed your brother?
Well,
I mean, have you not seen A Time to Kill?
A Time to Kill, maybe.
Samuel L. Jackson, motherfucker!
Maybe a long time ago. I don't know. I think your reaction is probably adequate. Shout out to Deeple Sticks. I hope that you.
What did the five fingers say to the face?
I hope that your love life works out because he seems very concerned about it, and he does the whole awkward. He posts a lot of memes, so that's awkward. So yeah. Shout out to Ronnie. Go back. What were you gonna say?
I was going to say that he might as well take your suggestion and change his Twitter name to Chris Macaroni. It's just a lot more catchy.
It is catchy, isn't it? Hey, everybody, I'm Chris Macaroni. Not like I'm Deeple Sticks. I'm like, hey, Deeple Sticks, that's a stupid Twitter name. It's Die Please Thanks. Also, don't be offensive. What? Okay.
That's dumber.
Chris Macaroni, man.
Chris Macaroni. Fucking. Chris Macaroni. And like when you were a kid, you're like, man, like, I wish my name was Chris Macaroni. Mascioli's such a stupid name. Like, that actually probably happened. Like, all kids were like that. Come on. I have to give a shout out to Evil Beard. I just always want to give a shout out to that guy. Oh, man.
I will second.
Could you imagine if,
the
like,
shout out
that,
to Evil.
if you were, like, just walking around and, like, that guy walked up to you, like, real stern-like? I would just.
Dude, I talked to him today. Like, for, like, an hour on the phone.
From prison?
Guy's awesome.
He looks like he's in prison. Either as, like, the big boss man, or as the big boss man. I gotta give a shout out to Chris Boozer for coming on last week. I haven't read the comments yet, but I hope your friends were like, you know, sweet about it and liked it and gave you shit. Shout out to Tangent for his sweet article, because it actually was really good. Like, I'm not even trolling him. And I liked it a lot. It was entertaining. Who else? Who else can I shout out to?
Yep.
Fucking golf. I've gone golfing twice this week. I'm going golfing tomorrow. Shout out to golf. I love golf. Oh, shout out to Brad Stanton, who sucks at golf.
Oh, man. The mega troll. Would you like some aloe vera? Because you burned. Just got burned.
So bad. Also, he has gotten so fat. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Go ahead, though. You finish, Ma.
So, yeah. All right. So I owe a really huge shout out, actually, to Ryan Penef of Penef Alters on Twitter. So it's penefalters123@gmail.com. Like, awesome, awesome work. He shipped me a fucking command tower. Like, he did a borderless command tower for me, shipped it up, put the Canadian flag on top. Thing's fucking awesome. It's so tight. He's a Canadian guy as well, based out of Alberta, I believe. So, like, totally follow him on Twitter. You should, and get some work done from him, because, like, he does really good work. I was really impressed. It was you know, really, really high quality, high detail, and, yeah, so like mad shout outs to that guy. So shit, everybody go and check him out.
You're gonna really, really quick. No, I actually have to give a shout out to legitmtg.com. Not because it's like Medina's site or anything. I don't give a shit about that. But this week it's been lowering its prices like a day or two before all the other sites go down, and which is really awesome. And I was having a customer service issue with ordering on their order form. One of their like text boxes just didn't accept a certain sequence of numbers. And so I phoned and got it all taken care of, and it was like done and taken care of. And they fucking, somebody else was trying to buy my shit, and they were like, no, and I can let them buy your shit. Don't worry. It's your shit. And like, fucking, here's your stuff. Here you go. So it was just awesome. It was glad to see that. Like, I'm not sure if that'll, you know, if that will continue as they gain market share. You know, I mean, Star City Games certainly isn't like that anymore, if they ever were. But, you know, I mean, like, it's nice to see that that's, you know, something that they pride themselves on. So, shout out to them.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Agree.
Go ahead.
No, agree. That's sort of their mantra, right? Is they want to make sure that customer service is number one for them. So, that's really good. I'm glad to see that they're walking the walk.
Yeah. No, I was really impressed, actually. It was really awesome.
Yeah. So, I also... Okay, so who else needs shout-outs? So, shout-out to Tyrone, MTG Brainstorm. I introduced him to Cockatrice this week. He's, like, one of those, you know, Jesse style brewers, but without all of the fanfare and pomp and circumstance, which is nice. So I introduced him to Cockatrice this week, and it's like probably the worst thing I ever did for his marriage, but he's enjoying it. So shout out to him. He's been testing with me a little. Shout out to Nina and Team Dickwool. I guess. You know who you are. I'm just reading what I got here. Shout out to all of the awesome people at Pro Tour Barcelona right now. I'm so jealous. Looks like if all things continue to go well, I will also be in Barcelona this time next year for a trip. So that would be pretty sweet. So it's really nice to see, like, it's like for our sales contest for work, right? So it's really exciting to see all of these pictures and hear about all these restaurants and all this sort of stuff, because, you know, I may be there and maybe doing all that stuff next year. That's pretty awesome. Shout out to my lovely wife for giving me Tuesday off of life to recover from Diablo on Monday.
Oh, man.
Wife plug.
Shout out to Blizzard Entertainment.
Shout out to Blizzard for producing a product that is going to morally bankrupt my marriage. Thank you to Face-to-Face Games for their customer service. I actually had some interactions with some of their staff as well regarding my pre-orders, and they were extremely informative and extremely speedy in their responses and handling of me, so that made me also very happy. Shout out to the ones we've already made mention of. I know I'm missing people. I know I am. Shout out to Tamio the Moonsage. Because she and I are going to have a torrid love affair this summer. We are going to make pale babies with terrible pigtails. The card's absurd. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Shout out to everyone that has been really excited about this deck list, and thank you very much for your interest and your feedback, and all of you saying how fucking awesome it is. Shout out to all of you that actually believe I know what I'm talking about out there. That's pretty cool.
Fuck you.
It's really
that's
nice.
That's such an anti-shout out dig.
No, it's not a dig. There's actually been a lot of feedback, and I've been really pleased with how it's come back. So that's pretty cool. So yeah, shout out to all my people. Oh, I owe one really special shout out. So I actually have to give a shout out to Spruik, Bill Bolden from The Gathering.
Oh, I love that guy.
And I got to give a shout out to Kyle, because like between the two of them, they've really outdone themselves this time. So we had a listener. And Jay, if you could pull up the listener while I'm talking in your email or whatever,
sure.
That would be sweet of you. Anyway, so we had a listener we had a listener send us. Is that who it is?
Well, he's blind.
What?
Yeah, he's blind.
We had a blind listener send us, because he's not a blind watcher. So we had him send us. He just arbitrarily, like unsolicited, rewrote a classic '90s rap track. And sent us the lyrics to it. And it was, you know, about none other than one of our own. And we felt that it was extremely masterfully written. And as such, we felt we wanted to master it and make it available. So we'll have a preview here at the end of the show. You can download the MP3 directly from our comments section from the landing page. Or we may have to make a separate post on Mana Deprived. I'm not sure how this is all going to work out for rules and stuff, but you'll be able to get it from Mana Deprived regardless. Yeah, it's awesome. So I got to give a shout out to Sagar, who's a buddy of mine that I work with. And he actually is the voice in all of this, because he actually sounds uncannily like the actual artist in this capacity. So I hope you all enjoy it. It's absolutely unreal. Thank you very much to...
Fuck if I can find this guy.
You are I know, fucking terrible. I am the fucking I give worst. You one fucking job. In this. Oh,
I
my
can't
God.
It. Oh, man, and he used to tweet me all the time, and he has stopped.
Oh, so I think next week we have some friends from In Contention on our show.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Is
yep.
Actually going to be awesome.
In Contention. Which one's that?
So it's going to be Sam Stodd. Likely Sam Stodd and Matt Cranstuber.
Matt Cranstuber.
Cranny. K-Stube.
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 Oh, man. And Big Sexy's coming back?
Sweet. And Big Sexy's coming back.
Man, that was a good episode that he was on. That's another guy that I just like. When I read his articles, I just, like, fucking glean.
Okay. So, big thank you to Jeffrey Lombardo for submitting this awesome, fantastic, unreal set of lyrics. So much
yeah.
fun.
Oh, yeah. Just insanity.
So, anyways, we're going to leave you
with
it.
We have the best fans.
We have the best fans. You guys are so unbelievable. Just enjoy the living shit out of this, and we will see you next week.
Later, guys.
Dorp or orb.
I did it. Come on. Coca-Cola, not shop. Looking for some action. I like my Florida says I ain't the main attraction. The girls are all around, but none of them want to trade with me. My finest special, I'm looking tight. What's up with MTG? All the girls are flocking the other end of the store. Trading with for common cause, but no, I'll give them more. I asked to try the grinder, is doing cream my arena.
I finance all this back to power. Jonathan Medina.